What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Tuesday, July the 13th, 2021. Your hosts here, Sturch and Gooch, and of course, intern AJ in the house as well with us. First of all, I love the shirt. You're doing the bat flips thing again. It's very fitting for everything we watched last night.
That's why I wore it.
That's perfect.
Obviously, even though he didn't compete in the home run derby, he did say
he's definitely doing it. We're talking about Nando in the bat flip shirt, now available on chopsportsmedia.com. Go check out the store there. But yeah, it's another day for us yesterday. Very busy, very active, very proactive. Got a great acquisition yesterday. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about the home run derby. We'll preview the Suns and the Bucks. And of course, the Suns and the Bucks do play tonight, right?
Tomorrow night.
Really?
Yep, they play tomorrow night.
So we don't have to preview the Suns and the
Bucks. Then we won't have to preview the Suns and the Bucks. We'll do that tomorrow. So it'll be a heavy NFL episode today because we are just weeks away from training camp. We'll get into more of ESPN's projections and their ranking system and how much I despise it and don't agree with it. And of course, Google. I'm sure he's going to pour cold water all over my shit. So we'll find out. We'll find out. Yeah. But
I'm going to.
Yeah. Yesterday, first and foremost, we announced two more guys for our NIL little chop athlete thing we got going on here. Brodarius Ham, by the way, killing it right now with his shirt sales. So this is a thing, and we said it yesterday. When these athletes lock on with us, it's a design process. We got you. We got my wife, apparently, last night was doing some work for us, which would to her disagreement. I was like, by the way, you're gonna work tonight. And she's like, I'm sorry, what?
I think that she might have opened Pandora's box.
She
and started to realize that she might be doing work for us a little more consistently.
Before I left for the studio today, she was on a conference call at work. And I was like, excuse me. She was on mute. And I was like, excuse me, no personal calls during a workday.
Like, are you going to send those files now?
She sent me a text today with the corrected file for Chandler. And
are these going, by the way?
No, they're not. They're not. I told you, we're going to do it later. Whatchamacall. She sent me a file, and I'm like, okay, well, this is what he said in response. Chandler, these athletes, they want to make sure if they're going to brand themselves, they love their design. So he came back with some critiques, so I sent it over. And she's like, when do you need this by? I'm like, now? So, change the laundry and get on the design. We don't need your salary to function here at home. But anyway, we bring in Moose. Listen, this kid's a great dude. Muhammad Mahmoud, I think his name is. I know his name is. I'm just making sure.
I would say that it's Mahmoud.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think I'm wrong?
I mean, you're right in the way it's enunciated. It's spelled that way.
Okay.
It's just pronounced Mahmoud, I would say.
Okay, cool. Maybe he's listening to this because we're definitely going to get him on the podcast. He's a fantastic mind. He was real pumped. You heard his conversation. He was pumped, bro. He was in his car, like we were talking to him, and he's excited to get to work. He actually is a big, big advocate on mental health awareness. He actually started a little bit of almost like a side project for him because, bro, that kid's been through the ringer. Let me tell you, he broke basically every bone in his leg and he came back and he's stronger now, better than ever. But when you get into those modes, I know that feeling when you're down on your luck and you get hurt and you're just in a dark place, you don't want to be bothered. You don't want to talk to anybody. Then you got to worry about, and this is a true story. You got to worry about how much medication you want to take and getting hooked on that. And things can happen. I definitely, when you feel good on those things, you feel good on those things. And that's why they're called uppers. And then there's downers and there's all sorts of crazy, crazy medication you could take to weather the storm.
Reminds me of Connor's tweet process right now. He must be
fucked up. What is with him?
Right?
He's got to be on something.
He's jacked up, bro. And he's tweeting out craziness, but that's Connor McGregor.
But Habib is going after him too.
Of course. Well, he just said, not to go too deep into this.
I know, it's funny though.
Steal the segment from my man Mahmoud.
Yeah.
Right? Moose.
Yeah.
Moose. I don't think Khabib was wrong. He said if Dustin and Conor fought 100 times, Dustin would win 100 times at this point.
That's fire.
I love Conor McGregor, but they're going to fight again, most likely.
What would you say? 2022? Late, maybe fall?
No, Conor will be back in a year.
You're That's what I just said. 2022, next year.
Oh, yeah. He'll be back fighting.
Basically said.
Well, 2021.
You know, I haven't smoked weed in like 9 days. So
you know what? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Mind. You're doing all right. You're focused. You're zeroing in. And usually, like I said, with like sometimes when you do that, you get even more focused and driven.
I think that might be why I'm so stressed out right now. It's a process. I by no means am I like never going to smoke weed.
No, I mean, but you had a little bit of a stuff going on in your chest and bronchial
issues. I don't get sick. We've established that. Yes. I have bronchial issues, so I decided to put it down for a little bit. But you know, I'm feeling a little better.
time to spark up.
Wait for the weekend.
Yeah, wait for the weekend. So also, we want to announce Marcus Finger. He is a teammate of Anthony Pecorello over at Maryland. Not like, and I said this on my post on Chop Sports Media on the Instagram and Facebook, that this guy is like multi-layered, because all of a sudden, like, talk about a guy who's, you know, obviously an offensive lineman, protecting his QB1, creating holes, just a mean, badass MF-er. And also, I like to sit in front of the computer and do graphic work, and that's what he likes to do. So we actually talked to him about coming on board with Chop Sports to do some of our graphic work, and he's on board, and he's already sent us a bunch of stuff. The Paz shirt. I mean, there's a lot of cool things that he can offer, and I think this is a good score for Chop Sports and a good score for him to A, promote his own brand, but B, make some money in the process by doing some of our graphic work. So
did you notice what I was taking notes? But that's my close.
Ah, okay,
I already got
cool.
What I'm going to say to you. I was going to say it.
Oh,
just
say
now.
To me.
Yeah, well, us.
The
you're not saying it to me.
I'm not really talking to you at all right now. I don't know why I even looked over at you.
Damn.
But yeah, that's for my hard close today.
Oh, a hard close.
I'm gonna come at you a little bit, but in good fun.
What did I do?
Nothing. You'll find out.
What did I do wrong?
You'll find out in 35, 40 minutes.
Okay, that's cool. Also, did you see, you can't miss it in Union, New Jersey, Mike DeVerdoff's brand new billboard. So not only did we sign him as our first Chop athlete, the guy is blowing up.
I was going to text him and be like, bro, you forgot to put our logo on the billboard, bro. That's fucked up, Mike. You know?
Come on, Mike. Mike is a good dude, bro. And you know what? I shit you not, I have never been more jazzed up for Rutgers football than I am this year, considering about him,
bro,
Ireland Burke.
I've always been a huge Rutgers
fan. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Huge Lightning Rutgers guy.
I'm the biggest Rutgers fan there is. I've always been on board with Rutgers. Ever since they came to the Big Ten, I was like, oh, fuck Penn State. I'm a Rutgers guy.
Bullshit. Now. Oh, bullshit.
Oh, God.
We do have a little week three college football. Udell,
yes,
against Rutgers. So we got some of our have that going on all year.
It's going to be cool. I think this is going to make Chop Sports, or myself included, real invested in the college football game, because we got now these are our kids too.
Oh,
man,
shit, you know? More football. What are we going to do?
I know, whatever, you know? Shall we do more football on a Saturday? That ought to make all of our significant others so happy.
Yeah, it's like literally the only day that I dedicate to spending time with my girlfriend.
Sorry, Ash.
But I'll give you this. I'll give her this. She does like watching football with me. So there is that.
That is a good thing.
She's on board every Sunday. She doesn't want to miss Packer games. So now she's not going to be able to miss Rutgers games, Auburn games, Mississippi State games, Delaware games,
West Virginia games.
You name it. Going to have to go to watch Central Connecticut State women's lacrosse these days.
We're going to have to buy the college football package.
Oh, and wrestling season's going to be amazing.
Oh, baby.
Another Rutgers wrestler on the
today. Board. Yeah, I saw
a meeting with him.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting too. Paz, his shirt is pretty much practically done. We'll get that up on the store tonight. It's a badass banger of a shirt, and I think should I really like say what it says? Yeah, right. I mean, like what it says on the shirt and what he said to me, just because it was awesome, right? So I sent him the graphic, and he's like, "That's great." And what it is we've cartooned him up a little bit, made his image come to life, and on the side, like kind of like your bat flip shirt, it's got all American down the side, right? And I sent him that, and he's like, "That is so badass! I'm so happy. This is going to be great." He goes, "I already got an idea for next year," and I'm like, "What's that?" And he's like, "We're gonna take out All American and put in national champion, bro. We're ready for you, Paz, bro. We are ready. He is a hungry, hungry fella.
Bringing a national title back to the rack.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm excited to get there. You asked me the other day if I've ever been there. I've never been there.
I can't believe you've never been to the rack.
Never been to the rack.
The rack.
I mean, you being the big
Have
Rutgers.
You ever been to the rack?
Is that where they play basketball?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, Rutgers, I've been there. Yeah,
that place is a good game, a good place to watch a game.
It is pretty cool. I like it.
It gets
there.
Loud. It gets crazy. You know how Rutgers is, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, look, I went to Rutgers University the night they beat Louisville.
They pack them in there, and it's like straight up.
I wasn't at the game. I was at Fridays in Woodbridge, and we won the game. And I was like so excited. We were, you know, me and my buddy were drinking. We're like, "Yo, how badass is Rutgers right now, you think? And he's like, it's got to be crazy. The first thing we saw when we pulled up was like couches in the middle of the street.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I know I just said I was this big Rutgers fan. I was probably the only person in the world, or actually in New Jersey, that was rooting for Louisville.
Oh, I had a bet. We just lost.
I had a bet on Louisville.
You had a little bet.
No, I keep it real, bro. The CHOP athletes that go to Rutgers will appreciate my honesty. I keep it all the way 100.
You were excited yesterday when we talked. We haven't announced him yet because he haven't really signed on yet, but we talked to a guy from Green Bay, a Packers fan.
Oh, yeah, baby.
So, I mean, we'll see if that comes to fruition. We're excited about that as well. So, again, we're getting busy over here. Every day is a new challenge, and we're going to just keep bringing you as many new things as possible. My stepmom, my bonus mom, Barry, hit me up yesterday. She goes, idea for CHOP Sports. So now you know the family's invested. Everybody's like, what's the next step?
As soon as I see my parents, the first thing, they give me six different things that I need to be doing or we should try.
And, and listen.
Names for mascots and animals that we should create. Right.
So my stepmother hits me up. I call her my bonus mom because that's literally what she is to me. And she goes, here's the idea. And it's basically what we are doing with Next Level Culture. You know, she's like, there's got to be an untapped market for the online resumes for these kids for high school. And I'm like, well, I mean, we started it, you know, like, and now it all just takes is to market it. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, it's only me and Chris right now. So we got to take one thing at a time or we're going to wind up jumping out the second story of this building.
Night last night.
Did you?
Yeah, not really. I was just like, shit is stressful sometimes.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. You got to smoke weed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, I'm about to turn that corner right now.
But yeah, the possibilities here at CHOP Sports are endless, and I think that we're gonna address everything we've already have some experience in.
Fucking edit Jimmy Palumbo shit. Oh, so like, I had to go home, and then I was making shirts, and I was like, oh, I still didn't even start Jimmy's edit.
You know what's funny?
I did get the episode up.
It's up. It's up, and it's good because it features a potential new host of a podcast. We'll get more into detail if we do lander after some of the conversations we had. But I will say this, when I was at the gym this morning, I got there early and I'm like, I keep refreshing the podcast feed and Jimmy's just coming up and I'm like, man, I was like, Gucci's got to be sweating this one out. Like, I was like, there's got to be so many edits on this one. It's just,
yeah, it was
that's a job in itself, bro. And kudos to you for dealing with that. I love Jimmy, but his whole like, we'll do this segment and then we'll do this segment, reverse order, and then we'll stop. We'll throw the break. Noticed, and I'm just like, what are you doing?
I took charge.
Yes.
And then I said, Jimmy, you said,
reel it in. Reel it in.
Yeah. And not even that I take charge during the episode. I actually laid it out.
You're producing it.
Prior to the episode, I had to lay it out and say, this is what we're going to do. And before we're going to do a live read, you got to go to the live read. You got to announce that we're going to do a live read.
Right.
And from there, we're going to do the interview. I just kind of laid it out, and then he was like, what the fuck are you trying to tell me? This is my show. And I said, I understand, but I'm going to be the one that's editing it, and I don't want to spend two extra hours.
Yeah, it's like, seriously, Jimmy. Like, we're trying to do the work for you.
And we could freely talk shit about Jimmy on our podcast.
He doesn't listen to the podcast. No, he's so egotistical. He'll listen to this week's Jimmy Palumbo show five times before he even sniffs to put on the CHOP Sports podcast.
Jimmy does show up to all our events. He does come out every Thursday and play softball. He does drive an hour to get here.
Hey, you man. Know,
so I love Jimmy credit. He's done a lot for the network. I'm not here to just bash Jimmy.
No. He's a liaison, right?
He's CHOP Sports liaison. That's exactly what we gave him the moniker yesterday on his podcast.
He's been dipping in 16 different things. He's like, I was in charge of the intern program. Which I was like, every time he says that, I die. But anyway. Yeah, good job, Jimmy. So I can totally skip over the Suns, but I will talk about what happened last night, and that was the Home Run Derby. Your boy Ohtani, oh no, showtime.
That was the highlight of the Derby to me. I know Alonso.
What, Ohtani get knocked out?
No, Ohtani and did you see the first round between those two?
Yeah.
They went back and forth.
The pitch off at the end, yeah.
You know, how Ohtani, he was definitely
gassed.
Just in terms of how many home runs he needed to hit with like 30 seconds to go, you're like, oh, he's done. He tied it.
Right.
You know, he hit three home runs in 6 seconds.
Right.
And Ohtani showed up. He did. But, bro, Soto's opposite field power.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
bro. He's got that carry. Yeah. His ball, it was like looked like just a lazy line drives, lazy fly balls. And they're like 480 left center.
He's getting bonus time because he's hitting the oppo home runs. I'm sorry.
I actually regret being so dismissive of Soto because I know that he's a batting practice king. And that's really what it is. It's batting practice, but with a little more pressure.
Tell you what.
He could hit the ball.
Bro, credit to these pitchers. And his pitcher was Kevin Long.
Kevin Long.
I like that. What about when he threw at him? Did you see that when he threw behind him?
Yeah, that was perfect because I think it just set it took the nerves out.
Right.
Well, that was the highlight to me when he needed three. Or you get three swings and he fucking belts three home runs. Ohtani might as well just sat down at that
point. Do you think Ohtani was feeling the Colorado air? You know, like maybe that was a thing?
I think, well, yes. And also the fact that he had to swing his bat 400 times in
how about this?
Minutes.
How about this?
It's rough, bro.
He has to pitch tonight.
Oh, he's fine.
I'm just saying, he's how fine. Freakish is that?
And he begged Major League Baseball to bend the rules for the All-Star game where he could pitch and then come out of the game but stay in as a hitter. So they're actually going to allow Ohtani to go and
so there really is no shit, no give, no F's given on this game. Like they're just bending rules and shit.
I mean, and there shouldn't be.
I get it, but
it's all bullshit anyways.
There shouldn't be. I would say honestly, take the under though, because the pitchers are going to each get one inning, and you're going to get some nasty guy that
Scherzer starting against Ohtani.
I highly doubt they're going to check Max for his spider tack. So
and Fernando, oh, can you imagine them checking in an All-Star game? Oh, that would be so good. He would literally pants himself right then and there. He would, like, I'm talking Johnson.
And I know that Girardi's nowhere near the All-Star game, but Kevin Long is, so maybe they could duke it out.
They'll do a FaceTime. Right?
Yeah. That is so funny. But can you imagine if all of a sudden he's coming off the and it doesn't happen to Ohtani in the first, right? But then, like, Scherzer's coming off and somebody makes a joke of it. I think that would be great. By the way, never again, never ever again should Tim Kirkchin be on commentary, because he was like a kid in a candy store, and I get the excitement, but his voice is
he's like Aaron Boone,
right? But his father, I mean his son was the play by play guy, and he's like, I'm like, this isn't any good.
That
like,
was awkward.
It's like, yeah, that's a young Kirkchin.
It's a young Kirkchin, and I'm like, he's like, oh, he hit the ball far. I'm just like, dude, I can't understand what you're saying. And then, oh my God, the TikTok. Did you stay up to watch the softball, celebrity softball game?
I watched some of it. And let me tell you, I forget who the second baseman was. He was the worst fucking player I've ever seen.
Dude, he's a rapper, I think.
I told you guys that I'm taking a break from baseball. I literally watched Ohtani's round. I don't even know how I managed to turn. Not even on purpose. I wasn't even going to watch the Home Run Derby.
Uh-huh.
I turned it on. My TV is automatically set to whatever channel it was on.
Right.
What was it, ESPN?
Yeah, ESPN. Right?
So it was that's embarrassing.
No, I was going to say, dude, what do you think?
There must have been something on the other day that I was watching on ESPN.
Right.
Because when I turned on my Hulu, that was what was playing on live TV. Or it just knows that I watch sports, so it automatically gives me what I want.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Hello, Chris.
Resume.
Here is Shohei's. All right. Anyway. So it was automatically on the Home Run Derby. Right. And it was, I think Soto went first. So yeah. It was Soto's at bat. Like he was walking up, he did his little.
And they were the last bracket. So you missed everything before that?
I missed everything before that.
Alonso went absolutely.
And then I watched that round. And then I watched Your Honor.
You're still catching up, huh? You're still catching up.
I mean,
it's over?
It's not over. I guess I'm catching up.
Is it episodic? Like, it's not the whole season. It's every week they release a new one?
Yeah, but it's already on episode 10 or 11. I don't know when. Eventually, if it's not, the season's not done yet, then I'm going to get to the end and I'm gonna be like waiting to watch the next episode.
You would think like Showtime's gonna be a sponsor of this podcast at the rate of how many times you've mentioned Your Honor to us. Like I have to watch it. There are some
characters that I could do away with. Hopefully they kill them off. They haven't really been killing any characters off for his I don't want to give too much away, but I just don't like the cop.
That's what, again, going back to my bonus mom, Barry, she's like, if there's not enough like killings in the first couple episodes, she's not for it anymore.
That's why I didn't like The Sopranos after season one.
Bold. Well, you're talking to a guy who's never actually watched it. So
honest. I
mean, yeah. Did you see the preview for the prequel?
I watched the shit out of that.
Yeah. That movie looks bad ass. But anyway, so Ohtani gets knocked out. Pete Alonso goes back-to-back to become, is that a first? Has anybody ever won a back-to-back before? AJ, you want to look that up? Because I'm actually very curious to know.
I didn't hear anything that he was the first back-to-back, but I also didn't hear he's the first to do it since. So I haven't heard any of those headlines.
Did you feel a little old when you saw what Griffey looked like?
Yeah.
Hey, not that he aged terribly, but I'm just saying like I feel like I'm aging
better than Ken Griffey.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, as I said to you all the time, anybody I tell you that is your age, they're like, there's no way. You know, what's up, age?
I think it's Jonas Cespedes, and I think that's the only. Oh, and Ken Griffey Jr. I know Ken Griffey Jr. had 3 years, two in a row in 98 and 99.
Griffey hit two in a row?
So yeah. Do you think it was Cespedes, or could you fucking confirm it since you're on the internet?
No, I'm looking at it. I just say I think
sometimes.
He did sometimes.
That twice. He did it yesterday, too. Like, I think, but he's looking right
you
at the stats.
Dude, are you trying to make me look bad here? So he's a second Met, or Cespedes did it as an A?
He did it as an A.
when he was good at baseball.
Hey. Yeah.
When he was good at baseball before he was falling off horses.
And he did have
and a rupturing
really good,
everything.
He did have a really good month with the Mets. It got him fucking a ton of money.
Oh, right? Sick month. Right? Right? But anyway, so Alonso does it back to back. I will shout out Alonso on his swag, bro, because not only first of all, he shouted out New York rappers, said that's the music he has to listen to while he's batting. So he was in his groove the entire time. He's literally like mouthing the lyrics as he's going yard. And I'm like, this dude gets it, bro. He's a stud.
I fuck with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And the best part is in his interview, did you see his interview? Best part about it, he was like, SNY guy was like, does anybody have any questions for 2021 home run derby champ Pete Alonso? And he's like, back to back home run champs, thanks.
Yeah, like, just like he did correcting say that him. He said he's the best power hitter in the game. That might be a stretch.
I mean,
I don't know, dude.
I mean,
because he won the home run derby, it's the best batting practice fucking power hitter in the game.
I mean, but his rookie season, the dude had like 30 home runs.
And last year, he batted like 210 with 10.
That doesn't mean that he's not good at hitting the ball with power. It just means he's bad at making contact.
Okay, he's not a better power hitter right now than Ohtani. He's not a better power hitter right now than Tatis. He's just not. Okay. And we're talking about in the game, in baseball games with pitchers.
Yeah, not when it's batting
practice. And I'm not here to bash Alonso. Motherfucker was fun to watch yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of his. I say this all the time. I like a lot of the Mets players. I'm not here to bash the Mets. Ibby, I love you, buddy. The Falcons do suck. The Mets kind of are a little overrated, but
they are overrated.
I do like a lot of their players. I don't hate on Alonso one bit.
Yeah, no, it's like Alonso.
I don't agree that he's the best power hitter in the game based off of home run derby.
I feel like it was like a Richard Sherman type.
The best quarterback in the league. He can win the next 10 home run derbies. Unless he wins the home run title each year, then he's not the best power hitter in the game that season. Right now, it's Ohtani. Period.
Fair.
Ohtani wins MVP? Is it a runaway, you think? Second half of the season? You want to make a prediction for second half of the season?
Ohtani, unless he gets really seriously injured. Yes.
It's a lock.
And the only other guy that would even sniff him right now is Vlad in the AL. And in the NL, we all know who's winning the MVP. It's DeGrom. Unfortunately, it's not going to be Tatis, but DeGrom has got to have it.
I mean, he's a freak, and he's just he doesn't lose. Like, he's out of his mind. DeGrom is one of the greatest pitchers we've ever seen in our generation. So that was the home run derby. Very slow sports night, but we're going to throw it to break. And when we come back, we're going to definitely talk about ESPN. Yesterday, they butchered my quarterback list. Now they're butchering running back list. We'll dive into it right after we pay the bills.
Hey, guys, this is Sturge from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell him Chop Sports sent you.
All right, welcome back to the Chop Sports Podcast. We want to thank our advertisers, as always, for coming on board and helping us grow as a network here. But, all right, so yesterday, ESPN decided to do me dirty as a fan. Look, I listened back, and I let my fanhood take a little over, but I'm standing by my guy. Dak Prescott deserves to be in a different spot. You don't agree. That's fine. I'm totally cool with that.
Because seventh is good.
Coming it's not off a an bad injury. Spot. I just think that he's better
Wait
than...
Wait until you hear what I got to say about this.
Oh,
list,
great.
You know you're gonna
Wonderful. Great. All right, anyway.
Rip Dave's list to shreds and their list.
You don't even have my list. I wrote down the ESPN list
I already
for you.
Know that you're... I already heard your complaints this morning.
Okay. So. All right. So ESPN drops another list. They ranked the top 10 running backs in 2000... Going into 2021. So I'll just list them. And then I'll give my, you know, where I'm at, right? Number one, King Henry. Derrick Henry's number one. Number two, Alvin Kamara. Number three, Dalvin Cook. Number four, Nick Chubb. Number five, CMC. Number six, Saquon Barkley. Number seven, Ezekiel Elliott. Number eight, Aaron Jones. Number nine, Joe Mixon. And number 10, Josh Jacobs. Now, my opinion is that you cannot rank guys coming off catastrophic injuries in a running back spot over guys that are healthy.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
What?
Go ahead. You can rank a quarterback coming off a catastrophic injury in a top five in the quarterback spot, but not a running back, which I understand.
All right, I'm going to head out because that was actually a good one.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can say to that. You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right. But I think if based off of my opinion yesterday that Zeke's going to be all purpose better than Barkley, he's jumping Barkley on this list. And based off the fact that Christian McCaffrey could not get on the field last year, he's jumping McCaffrey on this list. So once again, I have Ezekiel Elliott where I have Dak Prescott, and that's the fifth ranked best running back. I cannot put him over Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, even with Kareem Hunt still on that roster, Nick Chubb is an absolute animal, and I think he's going to be a really good back in this league for a long time. Dalvin Cook, a very, very, very complete running back. I firmly believe in that. Alvin Kamara, there's not more pressure on a running back this year than Alvin Kamara, considering Drew Brees is no longer with the team, and they have to decide between Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill right now, because that's where they're at. And of course, you got to give it to the defending champion. However, I think that there's a little bit of extra miles on this guy now, and he's been given the rock a lot. So Henry being at one, yes, you do it because he's just like the by default number one. But I think Zeke moves up a little bit. Barkley should be around six, right where he is at. Christian McCaffrey, I'll give him seven. And then I'll look at, see, Aaron Jones. I love Aaron Jones, though. I mean, he obviously caused a hole in my wall the last time the Packers played the Cowboys by doing the wave, which was complete garbage for me as a fan. And then, bink, there goes the wall. But yeah, Jones is great. Mixon, I don't think even sniffs this because, he's another guy who just can't stay healthy. And then Josh Jacobs, bro, you're adding Kenyon Drake. And I don't know if that hurts his overall stature.
Check Mixon's games played when you're done fixing that video.
Are we talking about this
year? Joe Mixon's last year's games played. I think he actually did play a full season.
Joe Mixon did not play
a full season. He did not play a full season because I know for a fact he didn't even play against Dallas. So I know that just as fact.
All right. Well, 15 games.
I don't know.
He played six games.
Joe Mixon played six games last year.
Yes, remember Gio Bernard was the hot get in fantasy?
All right.
So there goes Gio Bernard. All right, do you have a problem with my list?
Yes.
Well, my
I'm going to go first. I didn't write down your list, but I know.
I wrote down my list. Never mind.
That's your list here.
That's the ESPN list. Yes.
Right? So I have no real problems with the top five. You could kind of interchange them. I think Kamara will drop a little bit because, like you said, I just don't see the Saints being the same team. They lost Drew Brees, and they lost their identity in a sense when Drew Brees left. Kamara is really, really good football player, but when you see a guy get the amount of touches that he gets, which is going to bring me to my point about a few of your other boys, i.e. Zeke, I just can't put Zeke any higher than he is. In fact, I know that you're going to bug out about this. I might even take Zeke right out of the top 10.
Okay, Here's why.
I'm going to list, first of all, Aaron Jones way too low, but only because I think he's at least better than Zeke. So when I say way too low, you can move him up. But there's some guys on this out of this top 10 that I think have a real, real strong chance.
So yesterday you didn't bring anybody in. Now you want to bring somebody in?
I don't really have a problem with the top six guys. I think that any one of these guys, 7 through 10, could be gone. Jacobs is definitely not in the top 10. Mixon, like you guys said, you corrected me when I was wrong, which is very rare, that Joe Mixon didn't play a full season last year. Maybe it was the year before that. I don't know.
He played a full season year
before. But we got Jonathan Taylor behind a really, really, really good Colts offensive line, right? Cam Akers.
He's going to be
He's on the ups.
Dobbins.
So even with Gus Edwards and everything like that,
He had 170 touches last year and didn't really do much in the passing game, but he had like 8 to 10 touches.
Is Ingram a free agent?
Ingram's gone. He's on the Texans.
Oh, wow. Right? He could be a premier back over
there. Chris Carson. An absolute machine.
Did you see his workout stuff?
Yeah,
absolute machine. Oh, my God.
And then we got Gaskin, who nobody wants to give credit to, but he fucking came on strong.
Carol Gaskin?
That's good. Miles Gaskin, Antonio Gibson. You got a really good defense in Washington. Very, very piss poor quarterback play. Uh-huh. You expect them to fucking hand him the ball a lot. He stays healthy.
Quarterback play.
Najee Harris.
You really don't like Fitzmagic.
No, I don't dislike him, but let's be real. He's ranked about the 28th quarterback in the NFL. He's been in and out of starting lineups no matter where he's been. Yeah. There's been really bad players that have taken his job. I know you're a Winston guy, but you know, Jameis Winston throws a ton of picks and he still managed to fucking play over Fitzpatrick.
Right.
Yeah.
True. You know, if Fitzpatrick was so good, he wouldn't have been on 31 teams.
Yeah.
Right.
Hasn't been a Cowboy yet, but
he did throw four picks against the Bills as a Jet.
We're aware.
That was.
Oh. Why am I looking at this name and I can't think of his first name right now?
Najee Harris?
No, Edwards.
Gus or Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, well, that's why he's just 18 games.
Yeah. But he has the potential to move in because of his situation. Now, any of these guys that I just named could very well be mainstays in the top 10 for the next 4 years because they're all young. They haven't really made their name yet. And in the NFL, running backs that have been there for a while tend to tail off. None of these teams are going to want to pay these guys their big second, and in some cases, third big contract.
Shout out Kyle Kerms on a second contract theory.
Right, right. So you have to understand that the way the NFL works, when you have 300 touches a year for five straight years, eventually shit hits you. And when I say shit, I mean middle linebackers in the NFL.
Do you think
defensive tackles in the NFL?
Now, do you think that that's a Henry, of all people, he's a bruiser. Do you think that's going to catch up a little bit this year in particular?
With him, maybe not. Because you see the fucking size of him. Yeah. He's just a different breed.
Yeah.
You got guys like, he reminds me of like the AP type where it's just, he defies all the odds.
Right, so he'll be playing with his fourth team when he's 40.
even though the whole big tree fall hard, for some reason, he just...
That's baseball, you know, in my mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of bigger guys in the NFL that haven't fallen hard. He doesn't take many hits because nobody will fucking hit him. Right?
Make
way for King Henry, and rightfully so, because he's...
I mean, he literally ended Josh Norman's career.
At the top. I do think Kamara could be outside the top 10 when it's all said and done this year. Yeah, wow. Just because the NFL is so fucking, it's brutal, bro. Like, one injury this year, if he gets fucked up in week two and he's not back until week eight, you get what I'm saying? The NFL is unforgiving.
And very volatile.
Yeah, and especially at the running back position. So I'm going to leave the top five, even six where it's at. I think McCaffrey could end up being the first. The number one again, you know, or he could be out of the top 10 just like he was last year.
I like the kid. I'm not rooting against him. I just think that, like, based off of what happened last year with all the health issues and concerns, like, you wonder, you know, like, his old man was a gamer, you know what I mean? Like, so let's see how tough this kid is.
Out of all the guys that are outside the top 10, I think that Taylor and Akers have the best chance to make it back inside the top 10 going this year. So Jacobs is definitely done. And Mixon is definitely done. Jonathan Taylor, Cam Akers inserted into the top 10. And
going into the season?
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Interesting.
And Zeke will put him at 10 just so Dave doesn't have a fucking conniption.
I already had a conniption based off that. But I think, again, based off of, you know, and I just go by hearsay. I go by what's read and what's reported and what people are saying. They're saying he's different this year. He's saying there's a different offseason program. There's no garbage. There's nothing surrounding this team. Again, I'll bring it up. The Hard Knock series will be in their face, but he's not a talker, bro.
But you know what?
He's a prankster. He likes to have fun, but he is driven.
Every guy on this fucking list should be doing the same thing. They should have all had a great offseason. They should all be working hard and putting their fucking heads down and doing the same thing that Zeke did. So I can't say, oh, yeah, Zeke's going to be better because he had a good offseason. They probably all did. And now I would expect them to all have had a good offseason because that's what you do when you're a fucking NFL running back. You put in the work. So we'll see. Aaron Jones, to me, he has a lot to prove because he got fucking knocked out of the game because he was afraid. It looked like he got hit by fucking Levante David or the safety on Tampa Bay in the NFC Championship game, and he was like, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah, he did. You know? He looked shout like he tapped out.
And shout out, to, like, again, I'm not a Packers apologist or a root for, again, I always root for my friend's happiness. So I think the Packers are going to be good. And it's not just because Aaron Jones. I think A.J. Dillon's going to be absolute monster,
don't
bro.
Don't even get me going on the fucking bowling ball.
Quadzilla is like, this guy is making a lot of people look bad.
He had a couple carries in that game, that specific game, right outside, right coming into the third quarter at a halftime, and he carried the fucking pile, and then he just stopped handing him the ball. LaFleur. Get our boy the ball this year.
Feed him the rock. So, all right. I mean, again, ESPN is probably going to be doing wide receivers tomorrow. So this is something that we can definitely dissect as we get closer to training camp. The stories are going to start developing. All eyes on the Packers right now with Aaron Rodgers and all that stuff. And we shall see. And again, Gooch has not wavered anywhere off the beaten path. As far as your thoughts, thinking he's in.
Give him that extendo, baby. Rodgers is going to be the Packers quarterback.
And when you say extension, it's just a salary helper, right?
Essentially,
and
just
help everybody. Help the Packers. Help him close out his career.
Rodgers gets that extension, and people are going to be like, how come Davante Adams? You got to pay Davante Adams. It's literally going to be what.
This is why they can do that.
It's
going to
literally be what gets Davante Adams paid.
That's what I was just going to say.
Look, when they... Rodgers has three more years on his contract. I'm going to say this again for the new listeners, the people that didn't hear this in the past. Rodgers has 3 years left on his contract. He wants those 3 years to be guaranteed, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
The extension would be he would get 2 years at the back end, but then they would essentially put them in the same position they will be after this offseason, after the third offseason.
That's it. It's very easy schematics.
Guaranteed. Yeah. I know the NFL contracts to some people are really complex and complicated. To me, it's actually pretty cut and dried. You know,
yeah.
Front load the money in signing bonuses in the back
there's
end.
There's a way. There's still people out there. There's still people
in the cap hits.
There's still people out there that think that the salary cap is a complete myth and it doesn't exist. Sometimes when, like, I don't know, the Saints make certain moves when I'm thinking like they're like $1 trillion in the red, all of a sudden, like, Craig, Carson hit me up like, you see what we did? Our GM's a genius. I'm like, where is this money coming from? The air? Like, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. The
Rams, same thing.
Same, right. The Rams were right there.
They stay in win now mode. How'd they afford to fucking get the, Goff's contract was brutal. So that's how they afforded Stafford.
But they did, well, they didn't save much. That swap of the contract was not, I think it was a small savings on the immediate.
That's why you see a vast improvement out of that team because Stafford is a much better quarterback than Goff.
I agree.
And they're getting paid around the same money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Stafford was also, he cashed in. So. It's going to get interesting. The NFL is our wheelhouse, and I think that's going to really – it's going to start picking up steam. So it is it's Tuesday. So go check out the Squeaky Bum Time podcast. They recap the Euros, the finals. Go check those guys out, as well as the Jimmy Palumbo show. And Joe Matarese will drop eventually today. He said he recorded yesterday, so I did see that announcement. He announces to his people when he's recording so he can get some kind of, topics and stuff and, like, feedback. So hopefully he drops today, which he's contracted to do so.
I'd almost guarantee you that he did not record yesterday because it would be in the Dropbox and I didn't see it. And I've been talking to him last night. Didn't talk to him yet this morning, but I would have heard about his recording.
We'll see. The goddamn Jets are going to be recording all three of those guys and gal tonight at 8 o'clock. So I'll take care of that one. I won't have to be here. I'll probably just do what you did last week and just remote them in. But they drop on Friday. And, of course, I'm Your Football Team drops on Thursday, along with Till Mets Do Us Part. So support the entire network. Possible new shows coming on board. We're excited about that. What do you got?
Chopheads MMA.
I'm so sorry. Chopheads.
It's a Monday thing.
It's just because
of
yesterday. Yeah.
But still, it's still out there. It didn't fucking disappear, Dave.
Chopheads MMA recaps all of 264. And, of course, beyond. What's the next big fight?
What, in UFC?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
All right. Well, that's our expert, resident MMA expert. No, there's so many fights. It's hard to... you probably know them. You just don't know the timing of them, and that's totally justified.
I guess it was supposed to be Ngannou and fucking Derek Lewis. That's not happening.
I'm waiting for my computer to load. Taking a fat minute. Oh, my God. It just crashed.
Get rid of this damn thing.
Fight night going on this weekend with the Khabib guy, Islam Makhachev.
I like him a lot, actually.
So don't fucking talk too much shit. I'm not looking ahead to the next pay-per-view.
Talking shit, I'm just saying.
The Khabib guy.
Yeah, Khabib guy. So with that being said, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast. Be sure to tune in to us every single day, Monday through Friday, here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. And like I said, we're going to try to add some shows, get some more content out there. And until tomorrow, we will see you guys then.
So, Dave, talking about the Kentucky wide receiver that followed us yesterday and saying... You were like, oh, my God, he knows Jarvis Landry. You know who else he fucking knows? Packer wideout Amari Rodgers was in that video, too.
Oh, boy.